Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
There we go.
That was a live in-person Scott Kaplan megaphone.
Yes, how about that?
Sedano and Kap are in studio. The gang's all here today.
Yeah, nice. I'm excited.
Who won Game of Games?
I did.
John.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Because how many do you have now?
Greg, do I have three now?
He has three?
Yep, three.
It's
okay.
Three,
I still got
three,
four.
Three. You have four, right?
I have four. I'm in the lead.
Well, hey, Kate.
But I'm leaving on Friday for the rest of the
wait,
month.
But are you in studio tomorrow?
I am.
Okay, Pepe's game. Come play.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. This would be my last game probably for the month because I'm leaving.
Okay.
Oh, best of luck.
Are you leaving? You're leaving to do NBA stuff or you're going on vacation?
No, I'm going to go see my mom in Miami.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, is this, by the way, Sedano, is this game, this World Baseball Classic game in Miami?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the games now, the last couple rounds have been in Miami at the Marlins Stadium.
They have been great. Did you watch last night? That was
I did. We were watching
game.
It in studio.
Oh yeah, so yeah. Good.
I mean the ending I heard in the car, but it was fantastic. Yeah.
We're gonna watch the whole game this afternoon.
Yeah, right. That's awesome. You guys have
starts in 3 minutes.
It's starting right now.
We rarely have any meaningful games on when we're on the air at the time because usually if there's a meaningful game, we're off the air.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Let's not bury the lead. You walked in and you said Mason is a dope.
You're such
a dope.
Which
anytime you say Mason is a dope, I need to know why immediately.
What did I do?
So I heard you as I was driving in.
Dope is good, remember.
Yeah, I like it.
Talking about Daniel Bellas, who is the publicist and PR guy for the Gavinha family.
Yes.
The coffee group, Don Francisco, La Llave. They have three different brands.
Yes.
So you're obviously very familiar with this group.
I am. Yeah. They're Cuban.
Okay.
So
therefore,
I met Daniel Bellas maybe right before the pandemic. He found me on Instagram. We started talking. We connected on the phone.
Okay.
He's like, the family's Cuban. They hear you on the radio. There's not a lot of Cubans here. They want to meet you.
Right.
Can we send you product? Literally for years, they have been sending me boxes of coffee to my house.
So you were the in.
So wait. No, wait. About 18 months ago, I tell Steve Mason, Daniel Bellas, their PR guy, is a huge fan of yours. And I said, dude, they've been sending me coffee for years. Can I give him your contact info? He says to me, Mason says, sure, no problem. You never responded to the guy. And now that Matt Burke is going to meet him, you could have had this contact 18 months ago.
But screw that free coffee.
Yeah, free coffee.
Right, you could have, and that's what I said to you. They love you. They'll give, Daniel loves you. He'll get you hooked up.
Slide me his contact information.
I did that 18 months ago.
I mean, nobody follows up here. I mean, I'm still waiting for that damn Viore crap.
Right. He emailed you.
Did he really?
Yes.
I'm going to search my archive.
I gave him your information. You said, give him my email address.
He handed you a win and you didn't take it.
For the culture, because I said to you, he loves the Culture Pop podcast.
Oh, my God.
Of which we've all appeared on.
Right.
The Culture Pop podcast.
I want another appearance.
I've had two. So when I'm hearing this, I literally call Matt Burke and I said, are you really meeting with Daniel Bellas? He's like, yes. I'm like, you know, I know him, right? And he's like, no. And I'm like, hold on. So Daniel literally called me on my walk up here.
Right.
Yeah.
So I had to tell you how big of a dope you are because you could have had this part as part of the Culture Pop podcast 18 months ago.
And by the way, these are what Sedano is describing are the best kind of endorsements if you actually use the product yourself and know. Yeah. Like I go to Terranea all the time.
Yeah, right.
And so I'd love to have Terranea. My barbecue is from Barbecues Galore.
Right. I get an axe wrench all the time.
All of my TVs I bought from Isaac at Mirror.
Yeah.
You know, and so if you got a personal connection, you gotta follow that up.
Okay,
man.
Daniel.
I mean, literally.
For the love.
I can't believe that this is how much weed you smoke that you couldn't remember that.
I can't be expected to keep track of everything. I can't keep track of everything.
You know,
I have a busy life.
Like what?
I understand, by
the
way.
He's going home to watch this game and gummy up.
Right.
Come on.
And you're dressed like an adult today.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, we had to go to that radio roundtable thing this morning.
My God.
So we all dressed up.
The world.
It was a monsoon, George.
Yeah.
We were lucky to get in there.
People are so fortunate.
It was crazy.
That
is South Bay pretty much underwater? I haven't been there since 8 this morning.
Then it got sunny all of a sudden from like 11 to like 1:30.
Dallas rains. former backup quarterback.
Now it's raining.
Never played at Florida
tells
State.
Tells me there's another atmospheric river coming,
coming.
In next week.
Oh, yeah, come on. Yeah. Another one?
But yeah. It's raining in the South Bay right now again, Jones. Okay. So it stopped. That was just like a small, like, two-hour window.
But, George, I'm not kidding you. We spoke of that thing today. You will not. We really. I think
did you tell them why they didn't ask have any brown people on there?
We didn't think that would be the smartest thing to bring up.
I think we changed the world. Yeah. I think if you were in that room,
you have a brown board up,
well.
a technical director here.
I'm not booking the thing.
Come on, man. Fight for the man.
Fight for the man.
No, I'm sorry. Fight the man. Not fight for the little guy.
Don't fight for the man.
You're fighting for the man.
No, I'm not. I'm not fighting for anybody. All I'm doing is showing up and talking.
No, man.
Yeah.
I'm not fighting for any man.
Good God, hey, you know, I can't be on a crusade and know who this guy from the coffee place is.
You know what? I handed something over to you. You could have had free coffee the last 18 months.
Damn. Yeah, you didn't. You know, I just thought about something. You know, Cap just said he wants a second appearance on the Culture Pop podcast. Yes. You should do with him what you did with me. Have Cap interview you.
Oh.
Oh, my God. First of all, his questions will be like 6 hours long before he gets
But it's a podcast. They're unlimited.
Yeah. I have a lot of questions that probably could only go on the Culture Pop podcast.
Oh, you know what? We're doing this.
I'm feeling a lot of love here. Is that for me?
Yeah. So you've mentioned weed. You've mentioned gummies. And I told John Ireland that I'm going to bring him the gift of sleep.
Yes.
Okay? We're going to get him off.
I am so freaking excited.
All prescription pills.
No,
we're
more
getting
Ambien.
Off of Ambien. Off of it. A more holistic approach. And this, my friend, I have been told by people who have a very hard time sleeping, is the knock you out, go to sleep,
I'll try
wake up refreshed.
Really? What's it called?
The ultimate gummies. It's called Deep Sleep.
All right. Cap,
nice.
First of all, thank you.
You're
welcome. I'm very indebted, and you have to let me pay you for these. What do I owe you?
Normally,
we'll
weed
it out.
Is
we'll
like $20 per thing.
Well,
they're more than that.
Yeah, but I really wasn't planning on asking you to repay me or anything.
Just take it now
that you've demanded, maybe like I should up the price like for delivery.
whatever you want.
Do you think, George?
If this fixed my sleep problem, I'll pay you triple.
So have you used this yourself?
I have not, but friends
I will give
of mine,
you a full report tomorrow.
Yeah. So it's not an endorsement per se. Like
if
we were
John doesn't
about,
make it into work, you know it works.
Right.
Yeah.
God, wouldn't I feel horrible?
Even better. Like I may go home and take one like 6 o'clock.
Because, Cappy, you strike me as sort of Captain Sativa. Are you?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't take any indicas. I'm not into that. I don't go down. I go up.
You go up. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So that's you.
So
just take one, right?
Yeah. So for friends of mine that have like major sleep problems, they swear by this product right here.
I can't wait.
So I went out
genuinely excited. Thank you for doing
that. You're welcome.
Very nice of you.
I went further south in South LA.
You went down by Chula?
Yeah, it was further south to get that product for you.
That's incredibly nice of you,
from
and I'm forever
dispo?
Indebted.
From the dispo.
You got it from the dispo?
From the dispo.
So it's $40 a box.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. George, what an angel. What a guy. Now, $40 a box, but when you deliver 100 miles.
But if you subscribe to somebody's service, they're $34.
Okay, I'll subscribe. If they work, I'll subscribe.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, good luck.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You're welcome.
He won't fall asleep during the show.
Well, I might. I might take one before the show if you're not very good.
But hey,
those are CBD. Those aren't THC.
Pay attention.
I don't know what they are, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
a blend of rose CBD flower. Let me see what it says here. Our first mood state product developed specifically to improve sleep. Nature has done the heavy lifting here. No isolates, no additives means the flower's complete expression of flavor, terpenes, and compounds provides maximum efficacy. The calming properties of the
efficacy.
Passion flower and vanilla provide additional flavor components, as well as the round sweetness of mulberries from the legendary organic frog hollow.
Bring on the mulberries!
In Brentwood, California.
Oh, they're local.
That sounds like a wine, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds. Now, there, because you guys spoke today at this sports radio conference.
Yeah.
Okay. And people from the conference are, you know, getting in their cars that they've rented.
Yes.
Or Ubers. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Or boats on the freeway.
Right. Everybody in our industry is tuning in to 710 today.
Yeah.
Can you imagine all the people from New York, Philadelphia, places like this that are in town today going,
they're talking about weed on the air.
We went to Los Angeles.
Wait, aren't Sedano and Ireland on TV? What, are they allowed to do this?
Right. We listen to the ESPN affiliate in LA and they talk about weed.
But I mean, one of them delivered it to the other one.
But the whole point of the talk was, John Ireland kept saying, no, the whole point of it is to take left turns. You got to take, so this is a left turn. And this, by the way, is relatable to people. We're not the only people out there talking talking about this. Everybody's going to the dispo now.
Right. And by the way,
I like that you're using his word.
Yes.
Now.
He's taking
the dispo.
I'm running with it.
Yeah. I love that you said take a left turn. Now, is that a phrase that you use often?
I stole it from Al McGuire, the basketball player.
I'm so glad you said that.
Al McGuire.
I'm so glad you said that because if you didn't say that, I was going to tell you this story, which I think I'm going to tell you anyway.
Okay. Good.
So, Dick Enberg, later in his life,
the great Dick Enberg,
wrote a one man play about Al McGuire. And I wish I could remember exactly what it was called. You Google it right now and you'll figure it out in 2 seconds. So it was a one-man show about Al McGuire because when Dick Enberg worked with Al McGuire calling NCAA tournament games, this is back in the old days of CBS.
And
with
the 70s and 80s. Right? Yeah.
They became like best of friends. And Dick was consumed with Al because Al was like this old school Irish, New York, bartending kind of a guy. Like, his dad owned a bar, and if something happened to the bar, little Al would jump over the bar and bounce people out. Like, he had all these crazy stories.
The play is called McGuire.
Now, doesn't that stand to reason?
Very literal title.
Right?
Yes.
And so one of the things that Al would always say, Dixie, that's what he would call Dick Enberg, Dixie, sometimes in life you got to take a left turn. And Dick would say, Al, I don't really know what you mean. And he goes, look, you get up and you drive to work every day the exact same way. You know what? Don't. Make a left turn and go a different direction. He goes, just switch it up every now and again. And it was such an important part of the play McGuire that Enberg wrote about a partner,
but
he loved it. He did not perform it. He had this actor who like traveled the country. Right? He was the writer, producer. And I'll tell you something. For all the stuff that Dick did in his life, Olympics, movies, game shows, et cetera, play-by-play. The thing he was most proud of was this play, man.
We should revive McGuire.
We should play McGuire.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine?
We should do that. We should do our next event should be, we should really push the limits and try to reenact McGuire.
Oh.
And everybody can be a different character.
That is really the first NCAA tournament that I remember was the year that, I think it was 1977. Right? Al McGuire and Marquette won the national championship.
Right, with
Butch Lee and Jerome Whitehead. Yeah, that's the first NCAA tournament I really, really remember as a kid.
And then right after that, Al got out of coaching and went into broadcasting, which is what Cap's talking about. Yeah. And him, those guys together, Billy Packer, Al McGuire, and Dick Enberg were
what a great team.
Because Billy was kind of like he knew all the rules. He knew all the plays that they were going to run. And Al was just like, "Oh, this isn't working, Dick. You gotta go. Call this press off."
Al was like all heart and
he was
not emotion.
Right. He was not prepped like today's color commentators on television.
Right.
He was kind of just watching it all. And one time, Enberg tells a story that Enberg's voice is going. I've always asked you about how you clean up your voice when things aren't going well. Enberg had a whole solution for how to fix his voice, but he shows up at a broadcast and he's got no voice. And Enberg says to Al McGuire, Al, you're going to have to do the broadcast, you know? And Al's like, oh no, Dixie. He goes, if you can't do it, I can't do it. If you're out, I'm out. Like, they had no answer as Enberg was trying everything he could to get his voice back.
Speaking of, now, were you ever an actor when you were growing up? Did you ever like do your school? Oh, hello.
What do we got here?
Bigger name on the other line?
That's my brother, Travis, the billboard salesman.
Not Mishonsky, the guy, the pickleball player?
Travis Mishonsky. Oh, no.
Okay. Still ringing, I don't know if you realize
which Mishonsky was the pickleballer?
Hello?
Why don't you just pick it up?
Well, no, he's not Michael Thompson. That's why I just... Michael.
Trav, we're on the radio. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I thought you were done at 4 for some reason. I was just calling to say hey.
No, 4:15.
Hey, Trav!
I will call you back. Everybody says hello here.
Hi, everybody. Hi, John.
All right. Have a good day.
Thanks,
Travis.
Man.
See ya.
Right, there you go. There's Travis.
Wow, that was pleasant.
Yeah. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. Where's he at?
He's in West LA.
Oh, really?
He sells billboards.
He was at the pickleball tournament, right?
Yeah, he was there on Saturday for the pickleball tournament.
Oh, I didn't know that he was there, too.
Yeah, both brothers. Oh. My mom was so happy because it's very rare that the three of us get together when there's not a funeral. Normally, we all get together when somebody dies. This time, it was just really nice.
All right, so we asked the question earlier today. You know that there's this new movie coming out, Air, about Michael Jordan. And when Ben Affleck was making the movie, he met with Jordan.
Yeah.
And Jordan said, look, if you're going to do this, you got to get Viola Davis to play my mom. Mm-hmm. I love Viola Davis. And so he did it. Affleck got her and she agreed to do it. And we were talking earlier. Cap, is your mom still with us?
Yeah.
Okay. If you had to pick an actress to play your mom in a movie about you, who would you pick to play your mom?
Oh, man. Okay.
What'd you say, Mace? I said Cher. Jane Fonda.
I want Cher.
He went
to play
Cher.
My mom. That would be great.
Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin.
She's like short.
Yeah. Would be good. But you would want someone Hispanic,
right? Rita Moreno, I guess. I mean, my mom looks more like Lily Tomlin, but Rita Moreno would make sense.
Yeah, you have to have Rita Moreno. Yeah. She's the best.
How about Julia Roberts to play my mom?
She's too young.
No, but I like the way you're thinking.
How old were you going to be?
You're the age of Julia Roberts.
Is this not little Scotty?
Well, that's a good point. It is Michael Jordan at age 21. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but you at 21, your mom didn't look like Julia Roberts. I'm sure no offense to Mrs. Kaplan.
None taken. Yeah. I mean, at least I'm not taking any. Yeah. But, like, don't you want your mom to just be, like, super smoking hot? Like, just take it to the next level? Yeah. Like, Julia Roberts
is my mom. He's the only one who thought about this logically.
Yeah, you're right.
It's about Michael Jordan when he was 21. It's not about John Ireland and Steve Mason in their 50s.
When I was 21, my mother was probably like 41. Seriously, like 42.
Mm-hmm. When you were 21, she was 42.
Yeah, she's 70.
That's about the same for me. I was the firstborn.
Yeah, she's 73 or 74 now.
Yeah.
My mother.
So she was probably
pretty young.
Julia Roberts would have been, right?
Julia Roberts.
Boy, it's such a hot mom compliment.
Dude.
Yeah, hot mom.
Right. All my friends would want to come over. Let's go to Cappy's house. His mom's smoking.
Mm. Yeah, I had one of those friends who had that mom.
Smoke show mom?
Yeah, a girl in my class had a smoke show mom.
Right?
Like, no question. All the dudes always wanted to be at her house. Yeah.
Yeah, or they were like...
And it wasn't for her. It was for her mom.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Right.
My mom was kind of a smoke show.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was.
Your mom was?
Doesn't matter.
Well,
she's 81 years old, or okay. I don't know, 80, something in the 80s.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
By the way, you got the Circle of Trust Island all riled up because of Ben Wallace and Michael Cooper. Ben Wallace is a four-time Defensive Player of the Year. He's the only person to win it four times.
Right. Yeah. Michael Cooper was the best defensive player in a team that went to 9 finals.
But I don't believe he won any of those awards, did he?
I think he won Defensive Player of the Year once, but Larry Bird once said that Michael Cooper was the best defensive player in the 80s. The best. And I think if you go to nine finals and you're the best defensive player on that team, I mean, Dennis Rodman's in the Hall of Fame.
Dennis Rodman is also arguably the greatest rebounder we've ever seen.
Right. But Michael Cooper was the best defensive player of the 80s. Number one. And I mean, you can't go a whole decade.
Right, but I think the difference is that he doesn't have the counting stats. For example, like Ben Wallace had incredible block numbers,
yeah,
right? Dennis Rodman
numbers.
Had incredible rebounding numbers.
Right.
Cooper didn't have any of the counting stats to add to that.
Well, we were actually having this conversation that, you know, a lot of people are down on AD because of the game against Dallas on Friday. But what he doesn't get enough credit for, in my opinion, is he's the best defensive player on the team, and he affects the game 50% of the time defensively.
Well, we were talking about this yesterday. Everybody was yelling and screaming about the Dallas game, and I said, yes.
The one he screwed up.
The last 90 seconds.
Right, the one he lost in the very end.
He blew the last 90 seconds.
Correct.
But
as he admitted after the game.
Right. But multiple things can be true at once.
Yeah.
The Lakers also shot 61% from the free throw line in that game and 5 of 20 from 3 in that game.
And
they shouldn't have been in that
Austin
position.
Austin Reeves, who's my favorite player on the team and is the best free throw shooter on the Lakers, missed 4 free throws in a 1-point loss.
You know what? What I've said, Ireland, and Cappy can attest to this, I said, if you're not rooting for Anthony Davis...
George says you can go to hell.
You can go to hell.
Right. No,
I'm with Sedano.
That's what he
said. Go to hell, people.
Go to hell.
If they make the playoffs, it's because of Anthony Davis. If they miss the playoffs, it's because of Anthony Davis.
Right.
This is go time.
That's fair.
Man.
Yes.
You carry this team to the playoffs.
But also go to hell.
You go to hell.
Yeah. Call Daniel Bellis back.
Give me his contact
information. I sent him your stuff.
All right, I'll try to remember.
All right, tomorrow, Pepe Mantilla in studio.
Yes.
Sedano
I'll
playing
be
for
here.
The last time in
Coming
a while.
Coming up next, lots of stupidity with Sedano and Cappy. See you tomorrow, 710 ESPN. Oh, don't forget, Coors Light is our sponsor of Super Crosstalk, proudly. And they're keeping Southern California chill all season long, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Ding, da da doo, bing, ba da bing, ba da ba.
Gotta turn the microphone on. Bing, boom, ba
da doom, da da da.
God, this weather is miserable.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I can't take it anymore. I've got rain fatigue. I can't take it. Like, honestly, I could never, and I know this is a fact about myself now more than ever before, I could never, ever live in Seattle. Never. Like, you have a nice day in Seattle. You're like, oh my God, it's so beautiful here. I could live here. Next day, in fact, no, next 6 months, it never stops raining.
This, yeah, Portland too.
Yeah, San Francisco.
Pacific Northwest. Pacific Northwest is beautiful in the summer.
Love you, San Francisco. Could never live there based
on
this
also,
weather.
Yeah, it's also, yeah, it's not as...
Oh, dude,
nice
you don't
this.
Even understand. I left my house this morning at about 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
because I'm thinking to myself, just get on the road.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's going to happen. George, the first 30 minutes, it is coming down, man. Like, I've never seen rain in Southern California in 22 years. I've never seen anything like it.
Right.
Then, all of a sudden, I'm driving through Orange County on the 73.
Yeah.
It's sunny.
Yeah.
It seems like it's drying out.
There was a glimmer of sun for like 2 hours.
Yeah. Then, all of a sudden,
yeah.
I'm heading down this road, dude, and boom, it went from sunshine and dryness to gray and rainy. And I mean, it came hard, dude,
yeah.
fast.
Yeah.
And the car is swerving all over. I'm hitting puddles and stuff.
How's that go again?
It goes like this. I was hitting puddles.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Don't
Hopefully
forget about-
not a lot of stuff.
Dude, then I got into LA, it took a little break, and then it hit me again.
Right.
And I mean torrential downpours.
And then you were hitting the puddles again?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It sounds like staticky TV when yeah. on Poltergeist when she's like, they're oh, here.
That is exactly what it sounds like.
Well,
excellent work out of you, Lindsay. I felt like that movie was a little too old for you, but good job.
Oh,
good
no, pull. That was one of my faves.
I mean, it's dangerous out there, Jack. You got to be seriously.
Jack?
Like, yeah, Jack. Like, you
what
know.
Is this, the 80s? Right. Are you Hulk Hogan? Right. What's wrong with
right.
you?
That's right, brother.
Yeah.
You, it's raining out there, brother.
Yeah. Are you an 80s wrestler?
You what better be careful out there, brother. I'll tell you what, Mean Gene, it's pretty nasty out there.
What did Travis Rogers say about you that had you all worked up today?
Oh, you guys hear about this situation?
What happened?
Oh, my God. You know, this is where I really need everybody to give me a hand. Lindsay,
what happened?
Laura, George, especially you.
What me? What did I do?
The thing is, it's what you didn't do.
What do you mean what I didn't do?
Look.
It's our fault that Cabby can't behave himself.
Yes, that's right. That's precisely right. Thank you, Lindsay.
Uh-huh.
There are times when I'm saying things where you guys have to listen carefully and know to tell me, hey, tone it down a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, what happened?
Well, what happened was I tried to pay Travis a compliment yesterday.
I did.
I know you did.
What did you do?
I tried. But apparently it wasn't received with the intent and the love with which I tried to deliver it.
Because it sounded like you were surprised that they kicked our ass?
They killed us. They destroyed us.
Mm-hmm.
We got our asses handed to us.
We did.
By Travis and Sliwa.
We did.
This all happened yesterday on the air.
Yeah.
So it pains me. It hurts me so bad to
so
come
they
on the
open
air.
Their show with this.
Right. So they open up and they're like, it killed me to know that they destroyed us and that they were bragging about destroying us.
Yeah.
It hurt me so bad that we had no choice but to brag about destroying DeMarco Farr and Kirk Morrison.
Right, we did.
I mean, two former NFL superstars, and we blasted those dudes.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say that, but once Travis and Sliwa started to tell everybody
so
that
what,
they killed
what,
us.
What happened?
So I tried to pay Travis a compliment.
Yeah.
Do you have this, Laura, by chance? It pains me, George, pains me
mm-hmm.
today
mm-hmm.
to come on the radio
yeah.
and admit
mm-hmm.
that we got our asses handed to us.
We did.
By Travis and Sliwa.
We did, totally.
And it happened in such a flash.
Right. It was over before we knew it.
Right. Like, I can't even tell you analytically, like, what went wrong.
I mean, I could tell you what went wrong.
Tell me.
Travis was a monster at the net.
Yep. True.
I mean, he just slammed it every time he got a chance, and we had nothing. We could do nothing about it.
Just had no answers for him.
Yeah.
Travis is one of those guys, like, when it comes to these kinds of games, I'll compare, like, a racketball or a squash. Not that I really know squash.
He was a college baseball player.
I understand, but when you're a big guy and you're not, like, overly mobile or athletic.
Right.
If you know the angles of the game.
Right. And a baseball player would know the angles really well.
You don't need to move.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying Travis didn't move. I just don't remember him moving.
Right. So all of that.
Oh, so
out.
That's the part.
Right.
That they took umbrage with.
Well, I mean, I think what bothered Travis was.
Well, you said he couldn't move.
I was like, well, when you're big and you're kind of unathletic and you don't have a lot of lateral movement.
I mean,
movement,
he was a college baseball player.
Right.
So he's equally as athletic as you were.
Well, yeah. But what I'm trying to say is that the guy didn't need to move a lot. Because we were so bad and he knew the angles that he could just stand there and we couldn't get the ball by him.
Right.
And he just kept slamming it at
right.
us.
Right. So what is the issue? Do we have the audio of them like taking umbrage with this or no?
Well, no. So Travis.
What happened?
Well, Travis is like.
Why don't we have the audio of this?
You know, I don't know. Maybe we should call Travis. Right. He thought that through it all, he thought he heard that I was trying to compliment him. But yet at the same time, I was insulting him by calling him big, unathletic.
I mean, you have this thing calling people unathletic. You did it to Crypto Ray, too.
Right.
Yeah.
I was proven wrong there as well.
Yeah.
This is what I'm trying to say
to you
guys.
Your big fat mouth is writing checks you can't cash.
But this is what I'm saying to you guys. Yeah. Lindsay, Laura, I'm trying to say.
So it's our fault?
What? No, it's not your fault. It's just that when I'm going in a certain direction and I'm about to insult somebody, but really my heart is saying compliment them, but my mouth is insulting them, please help me. That's all.
What?
Just help me. I mean, I didn't mean to call Crypto Ray unathletic. I didn't even remember doing it. I didn't mean to call Dead Meow 5 unemployed. I didn't even remember saying
it. You did do that.
You did.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Cappy. When one of us tries to tell you you're extra,
then
you're
really, you get a little personal.
Hurt.
Yeah, you get
so
defensive.
So then I've backed out because then, you know, you're like, everybody's against me. And I'm not. But
you do that.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let him do him because like I said, I'm going to let you do. You're Cappy. I'm going to let you do you.
Do you, boo.
And then if it gets you in trouble, it's on you, boo.
Right, boo. It is you.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so no one's going to help me.
No.
No, because then you get mad.
Right, because we try to tell you and then you're like, why are you guys always picking on me? Blah, 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 blah.
So damned if we do, damned if
correct.
We don't.
Correct.
Hell to the years.
Yeah.
See? So we just, me.
All right. Well, next time I'm about to insult somebody, but yeah. I'm trying my best to compliment them. Mm-hmm. Like, help me at least like navigate the compliment.
Here's the thing.
All right, go ahead.
People know you.
Yeah, they
right?
do.
Travis knows you.
Yeah. Right.
Dead Meow knows you.
Mm-hmm.
Crypto Ray knows you.
Mm-hmm.
They should know that if you're giving them a compliment, even though it doesn't sound like a compliment, it's a compliment. So we shouldn't save you. They should know.
Yeah, you guys should know. In fact, it's on you guys.
Exactly.
It's not on me.
It's on them.
And it's not on us.
It's on them.
It's on you guys.
Exactly.
Open your freaking ears. Open your hearts and your minds.
Yeah.
All right?
How about you watch your mouth there, tough guy?
Yeah.
Jack?
That too.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about them.
No, you.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh. My bad.
It's got complicated.
Yeah. My bad. Yeah.
He was Let's find, I want to hear. I didn't hear what they said. I saw it on their rundown. I read their rundowns just to make sure we're not missing anything.
Oh, now I get it.
It's like, usually after Lindsay and I talk, their rundown gets sent.
I don't get that.
Because you don't have an ESPN email or whatever, and you've been here for 2 years.
Right.
I'll text Emily so she can add you.
All right.
I got you.
Guys. Yeah.
Thanks.
One of your 17,000 Gmails.
Yeah,
no,
right.
Wait. Because then, like a week from now, he's going to be like, why am I getting these recap
That's
rundown
true.
Emails
you
from
do,
Travis
you
and Sliwa?
Yeah.
Why are they sending me these?
Yeah. How do I unsubscribe?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is very true, Lindsay Baseball.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll figure that out. Cappy, I want to get to something. Speaking of Travis and Sliwa, I was listening to Lakers talk last night on the way home, and Sliwa had our pal Brian Windhorst on. I know you're a big fan of Windy.
Like Windy.
Yeah.
Fan of his work.
So Windy had some interesting things to say about LeBron's potential recovery. So I'm going to break on time for a change.
What time is that?
I mean, we're supposed to break in like a minute and
really?
10 seconds, but I'm going to actually break early. How about that?
That is unusual.
Because I want us to have a legitimate discussion of what Windy had to say yesterday about LeBron's potential recovery and the Lakers' chances in the Western Conference. So let's do that. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on. USA against Japan in the final of the World Baseball Classic. It's on right now. We'll have all that coming up. Stick around. We're back in a couple minutes.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
So today's supposed to be Live Imaging Tuesday, except there's no live imaging today.
That's right. It's not lit.
Mm-mm. I mean, we gonna be lit.
We lit. You know we lit.
But it's like, I text Christopher. I'm like, are you coming in today? And he's like, no. And I'm like, well, what the hell am I doing here then?
Ooh.
You know what, George?
You're always like, he's always like, oh, you gotta be there on Tuesdays for Live Imaging Tuesday.
You know, very interesting that you brought this up. Because tomorrow, after the show, there's like a big company happy hour event, right? So I knew I was coming up Wednesday.
Right. Plus and they're tomorrow, going to the game.
Plus tomorrow, the Suns and the Lakers. Yeah. And, you know, major sporting events of this magnitude, I feel like my presence is required. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I feel like I got to go in and say hello to LeBron, say what's up to KD. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I got to go in and make my presence felt.
Right.
So I knew I was coming tomorrow into the studio. And I was questioning myself on the way up here going, what am I doing? I'm taking my life in my hands this afternoon.
Yeah, it really was bad out there.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So no live imaging Tuesday lit, even though we going to be lit.
Because Christopher's schmoozing at the Circle Jerk down the street.
Right, that.
Are you allowed to say that on the air?
Yes, you can. Yeah. I mean, he's sitting there, you know, schmoozing.
Right, no brown people.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
I mean, seriously, dude.
Come on. Come on. Let's go.
In L.A.
I mean, yeah, you know.
Whatever, don't even get me started.
Sadly, I won't get you started. I'm kind of used to this.
I won't get you started.
Don't get me started.
I won't get you started.
Let's get back to what we wanted to talk about, unless you had something else.
Wendy. Yeah.
So Wendy was on with Slee yesterday. I was listening to Lakers talk on the drive home.
As was I.
And I know you weren't.
I swear to you, I was.
You were homework. Why would you be listening to Lakers talk?
Because I actually got in my car.
To drive somewhere?
To drive south to go get John Ireland, those sleeping gummies.
Yeah.
And then drove from the dispo and went to go see Rachel, where she had a very
nice
sushi
spread. So you were listening to Lakers talk. Yes. So what did Wendy say?
I don't know what he said. Yeah, no,
okay, so there you go.
Right.
So Windhorst was asked about LeBron. Let's start with this. LeBron and the recovery and the timeline. What do you know, Wendy? And how is this going to transpire? Go ahead, play the cut.
Well, they obviously have been very vague on this. They haven't said what the real injury is. And they said he'd be reevaluated in 3 weeks. And I think Darvin had to say something because it had been 3 weeks. And I know he hasn't actually gone through the actual doctor's appointment yet, but it's not like he isn't being viewed by the team as professionals every single day. So I'm not going to get too far into this. I'm just going to say that from what I understand, he has done everything he possibly can to try to figure out how to get back from this. And that this was never a 3-week injury. It was never going to be a 3-week injury. And it's probably not a 5-week injury either. So, you know, this to me, while the injuries are probably very different, it's comparable to 2 years ago when he came back right at the end of the season from that high ankle sprain. And he probably wasn't ready to come back, but he did it because he wanted to make it happen and tried to get, you know, give the team what he could. I suspect that's probably what's going to happen here. And so, you know, LeBron is LeBron. He's not going to want to lose an opportunity to try to make something happen. So he'll try to make something happen. But this is a significant injury. And there's a reason why they're being vague. Because if they were being 100% honest, it probably would look bleaker than they want you to believe.
There you go.
Ooh, Wendy.
But I've been trying to tell you this for weeks. Like, this is when he said the word pop. And I didn't
three times. I heard it pop.
Right.
I heard it pop.
I mean, that's not good.
It's not. It's that when somebody says I heard it pop, that's not good.
Yeah, not good.
Okay, so it's not supposed to pop.
No.
Okay.
No. And then remember, I didn't want to speculate on the injury, but I then told you in the break what I thought the injury was. And it seems fairly obvious that that potentially could be the injury.
Well, listen, Brian Windhorst, here's the thing about Wendy. You would think that most of these NBA suck up reporter types are so afraid to say anything about LeBron that they don't have the guts to do it. And Wendy, given his long history of covering and following and seemingly being close to the situation, coming out and saying something like this, I don't know about the rest of you guys, I believe Wendy.
Of course.
I believe him.
Yeah.
I think he got the inside information. Somebody close to the situation, a source, of course. And I think that he's got real info. So look, here's the thing. Will LeBron be back before the end of the regular season?
He's insinuating he will, but he will know where he doesn't expect him to be anywhere near 100%.
Let me tell LeBron something right now.
What are you going
to
tell him?
You know I like to talk to LeBron because I know that he's listening every afternoon.
Right.
Just like everybody in the sports radio industry who's in town right now, George. Yeah. LeBron, too, listens.
Yeah.
Yo, my man, you might as well just shut it down right now. For reals. Just shut it down right now. There's no, you. If you come back with two games to go and you're 70%, you may think 70% of LeBron is better than 100% of everybody else. You're wrong, dude. Shut it down, get your body right, and take another swing next year.
So the reason that LeBron will probably try to make an appearance because he does believe that he can help the team. But there's another reason. And for the entire time during the season, I've kind of been using coded language when talking about the Western Conference.
Okay.
And I've been saying it's ultra competitive. It's up for grabs, right? There's no clear favorite, right? I've been using all those phrases because I'm trying to be kind.
Very colorful.
I'm trying to be nice.
That is nice.
And expanding my vocabulary at the same time, right? I'm basically bending over backwards to not say it stinks.
Yeah. But
it's not great.
Mm. Oh, you see? Even still to this moment.
Yeah.
Still being nice.
Not great. Not great.
Not great.
So
you're not going to say it stinks.
No, I'm not going to go that far. But Windhorst and my pal Tim Bontemps have different ideas. Let's hear what Windy had to say about the Western Conference and why LeBron would consider coming back.
Here's the thing. The West is terrible. Let's not confuse competitive for good. Like, there have been a lot of years where you had to get 48, 50 wins to make the playoffs.
Absolutely.
You know, the teams at the top, Denver is flawed. Denver's defense, I don't believe in it. Sacramento's got a bottom five defense. They've got one of the best offenses I've ever seen and one of the weakest defenses for a top two seed I've ever seen. You know, Memphis obviously has their own issues, both injury and internal. None of those teams you look at and go, oh my God, I'm afraid of them. So like you ask me what the ceiling of the Lakers is, there are scenarios where they could win multiple rounds. I'm not going to say that I think that's going to happen because they have shown me that they can't put, you know, three good weeks together. But like, there's a reason why LeBron is going to fight so hard and turn over every rock to get back, as I know he is, because he senses the weakness that exists.
So how come he says that the West is terrible and you say things like competitive?
It's not great.
I mean, how come he says that's just horrible and you say things like
because
it's competitive?
I have to actually talk to these players.
What about this guy?
Not like I do.
Wendy doesn't have to talk to these guys.
Not in the way I do on national television.
So you mean to tell me that if you say that the West stinks and it's terrible, that the next time you go to do a post-game interview with the Joker, he's going to look at you and say, no, Sedano.
Probably not the Joker, but I mean, I would just say that I've been telling you the West is up for grabs, not, you know, competitive. It's in, what was the other phrase I just used a second ago? Whatever it was I used. I've used a lot of ways to bend over backwards to not say what Brian just said.
Yeah.
But
competitive doesn't mean good.
But not great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've said no one is afraid of anyone. All those reasons. I mean, if you read between the lines, I'm trying to tell you it's not that good.
Why do you make us read between the lines? Just say it.
But I've also told you the entire season that the three best teams in the East are way better than any team in the West.
All right, so then let's go back to the point. The point of the conversation is,
yeah,
is that Windhorst thinks that LeBron will try and come back,
yeah,
even at less than 100%, because, to use his phrase, he senses the weakness
in the Western
of
conference.
The conference.
Yes.
Of course that's what LeBron is thinking.
Yes.
Of course that's what he's going to try and do. But yo, LeBron, the question is, can you help this current team as it sits right now with only a couple of games in the regular season left? If you don't play 4 or 5 games with these guys...
Why is it got to be 4 or 5?
I'm just making up an arbitrary number.
Yeah.
I just don't think 1 or 2 is enough.
But... okay.
What do you mean?
I mean, 1 or 2 versus 4 or 5? Like, what's the difference?
There's 3.
I mean, he's played 6 with them already.
All I'm saying is that LeBron thinks he can come back and help these guys.
Yes.
Here's the question. Can these guys actually help LeBron?
Well, I think they can.
Okay,
I think
they can.
Did
you notice the deepness of that question, by the way?
Yeah, yeah.
Because on one hand, it's like really, LeBron thinks he can come back and help these guys, but wait, let's flip it.
You're like a regular Jack Handy.
You know, right. Like, flip that whole thing.
Yeah.
Can they help LeBron? Because here's the thing.
Flip it up, stick it, rub it down. That, oh, no.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
The thing is this. When he comes back, the day he comes back, he goes back to being the number one guy. It's his team again. So what I'm saying is that without having played with everybody.
You love this team. Whose team it is?
It is his team. It is his team.
Okay, but who cares?
Well.
They're trying to win.
Don't you understand the
depth? They can't win without him. They can't win without him.
Okay. Yet again, depth. Can they win with him? Ooh.
Maybe. Maybe. Okay. So Tim Bontemps was a guest on the Lockdown Podcast, which you have yet to be a guest on.
Not invited.
Yeah. Have not been yet.
Not invited.
You can check the Lockdown Podcast on the ESPN LA.
Yeah. It's on the app. And what's nice for
Wait. And on your favorite social media app.
What, YouTube?
Yes.
Oh, I love YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. If you go on the ESPN LA YouTube, if you look for Lockdown, there's the interview is Mark Spears first, then Tim Bontemps later. It's also on our podcast feed.
Which is awesome.
And if you're not subscribing to our podcast feed, what the hell are you waiting for? Wherever you get your podcasts, you can get it, literally. Just subscribe to it.
The nice part for me is I'm not on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not invited to be on the podcast.
On the Lockdown.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever be on the podcast.
Probably not.
But when people click on the podcast, there's me.
Your face pointing.
Pointing right at you.
Double finger.
Yeah.
Yeah. You give them like the shocker almost.
Right. Yes, that's right.
It's like a side shocker.
Close.
Yeah.
It's close.
Yeah, side shocker.
Right.
But Tim Bontemps was on with me on the Lockdown Podcast, which you can hear on all those platforms I just mentioned. And he also agreed with Brian, but actually took it a step further about the Lakers' potential in a Western Conference that's not that good.
Let's just make this simple, right? Sacramento, I think, has a real chance to win two rounds just because they're going to have home court advantage. That crowd's going to be crazy and the West stinks, which is what we're basically saying, right? None of these teams are very good. But if you're the Lakers, if you could somehow get to seven, right? Let's just play the game. If they could somehow get to seven or whoever gets to seven and you're looking at uncertainty in Memphis and the possibility of playing Sacramento in the second round, like, yeah, you're going to look at that and be able, you could talk yourself into winning two playoff rounds.
Right.
There's no question.
All right, I agree with that.
That's the whole point. That's why LeBron is going to try everything he can, to use Windhorse's phrase, turn every stone to come back.
Thing is this, even if LeBron decided to shut it down now, even if he really can't make it back all the way, he's going to start next season as healthy as he can be. And then you know what's going to happen next year?
Hmm.
What do you think?
You think he's going to get hurt again?
Of course.
Because the biggest predictor of future injury?
Is past injury.
Right.
That's right. So as much as we all anticipate Anthony Davis is going to get hurt again, we're just waiting for when. I mean, that's just the way people look at Anthony Davis. He's going to get hurt again. The question is, when will it be? So why are we not thinking the same thing about LeBron? Because as much as I say shut it down and get healthy and come back and take one more swing next year, take a swing at making it through a season healthy. But you know what? If you can't do it at 38 and you couldn't do it at 37 and you couldn't do it at 36, what's the chances you're going to do it at 39?
Wait, what are you act like LeBron's always hurt like Anthony Davis is. It's not even close. I feel like they're not even comparable.
But LeBron has missed a lot of games in his Laker tenure.
Wow, that really struck a nerve, didn't it?
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, you're comparing apples to oranges here.
Well,
like,
historically you're right, but in his Laker tenure LeBron has been hurt.
Right. Well, that's
by the way, 7 years older though.
Not all of it was his, I mean, none of it was really his fault, but like Solomon Hill rolling his ankle and torpedoing the season after they won the championship.
Yeah, but that happens.
No, I know, but not like, I mean, that was really bad.
Oh, you think he did it intentionally?
No, I'm not saying he did it intentionally, but what I'm saying is like, that is awful luck.
Yeah, right. Look, Lindsay.
He had bad luck in one of his big injuries, wasn't it last year? Didn't somebody like fell on him?
He has had some really bad luck.
But look, his first year here, you know, he had a groin problem. And he missed a ton of games.
And that was like the first time in his career where he's missed that much time.
Right. What I'm saying is, though, is that LeBron James, the Los Angeles Laker, is hurt every year.
Well, the LeBron James, the Los Angeles Laker, is also, quote-unquote, on the back end of his career, age-wise.
That's you're precisely right.
That. And the fact that he's doing what he's doing is completely defying everything that any other NBA player has done at his age.
Actually, not true. You know why?
Why?
Because the TV commercials at the beginning of the season were LeBron versus Father Time. And the fact is, Father Time has won yet again. Because LeBron can't stay healthy.
I don't think that Father Time has won, because if that were the case, I don't think he'd be playing at all.
All right, well.
Well, there's definitely nobody averaging 30 points a game in the history of the NBA at 38 years old.
I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
Okay? All I'm saying is that LeBron James.
He's been hurt during his Laker tenure. There's no disputing that.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know, Linz, I know there's a lot of Cleveland love there.
No, it's
I
not
get
even
it.
That. It's just that, like, Anthony Davis, I get it, because Anthony Davis has always been hurt.
Far longer injury
history.
And he's,
like, 7 years younger than LeBron.
No question.
But
yes.
LeBron, every year,
right,
gets
but you
hurt.
Should you kind of should have gone into that knowing that that was going to be a possibility.
Right. 100%. Look, yeah. I'm the guy yeah. that at the beginning of the year said, he's superhuman, and he can defeat Father Time.
And I told you, no, he's old.
Right, that's what you said.
Right.
Guess who was right?
Me.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, what he's done so far this year, though, is still pretty superhuman, don't you think?
Yes.
When he's available.
But let's just say, hypothetically,
yeah.
let's say he doesn't play another game.
Right.
And let's say the Lakers don't make the playoffs.
Right.
Who cares about how superhuman he was?
Right, it doesn't matter because they didn't make the playoffs. You're right.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, coming up next, World Baseball Classic 0-0 right now. I want to get into yesterday's game because yesterday's game... Mexico, to me, man, they deserve a lot of love.
But I got to play something for you from yesterday's game that you need to hear, and you, sir, need to try and duplicate.
Okay, we'll do that coming up next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Former Dodger, current Philly, Trey Turner gives Team USA the lead. 1-0, a solo shot. Top of the second inning. Team USA still up to bat with one out. That just happened literally moments ago as Realmuto is out to bat now.
So you said that you talked to ESPN about possibly doing some baseball play-by-play this summer. Is that right?
Yeah, I told them I'd do any of the California games if I didn't have to travel too far.
You just sounded like a play-by-play guy, you know? USA, 1-0. I mean, the way, the tone, the pacing, sounded very baseball-y, you know?
I think I could do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
God, this is one thing I'd never want to do, call a baseball game. I know a lot of people want to do it.
I think baseball would be interesting because it allows me to kind of... Because I feel like when you do radio, when you do basketball or football, it's like...
Hustle.
Well, particularly basketball, yeah. right? You're like an auctioneer, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? You're like so-and-so on the left wing, you know, passes it over up top,
here's
kicks
LeBron,
it to
LeBron,
the corner,
there, and
you know, into the mid-post,
here,
down
here,
out to the left wing,
now
shoots
five,
it for three, it's
here,
good.
Now I've got 600.
You know, right.
600
you know,
over here.
Right, exactly.
Going once.
Yeah, twice. Sold for three. Yeah. And then football is also pretty fast, but more, a little more rhythmic. There's at least natural breaks in between plays or even, you know, first downs and things like that, or scores, but still pretty high paced, as
yep.
you know.
Yep.
Baseball would allow to just do kind of what we have done, you and I, for 20 plus years, right? Like just have a conversation too, because it yeah. allows, even though the pitch clock obviously has sped that up, but there's still plenty of time to have a conversation.
Yeah, it's one sport. So I'd rather do golf before I do baseball.
No way.
Yeah.
Golf.
For real.
No chance.
Yeah.
Not
golf
for me.
Golf is exciting though. Like it
no.
can be very exciting on Sundays, like during a major. That's
no.
one of my favorite things
I'm
to
good.
Watch.
No,
I feel
I'm good.
Like I just want to talk
literally,
like this though. You know, I do this.
You know when I watch golf when it's not Tiger?
Tell me.
When I want to take a nap.
Yeah. See, that's what I want to do. I want to talk like this throughout the day as I watch everybody tee off and hit into the green and putt. That's what I want to do. I think I want to do more golf. Couldn't do baseball.
So Mason just texted us. Tell that's ESPN you. That I would do some baseball. What about Mason and Sedano? I mean, I could, I guess. I could let them know you're available, Mason.
Right. Let them know. Let them know. This guy's ready to go.
Yeah. JT Realmuto gets on base. First gets a single. So it's man on first. One out. Team USA up. 1-0 in the top of the second.
All right. So yesterday, we're sitting here watching the World Baseball Classic semifinal right? between Japan and Mexico.
Yes.
You know? And you,
yeah,
George,
yeah.
you do this amazing play-by-play
right.
in Espanol,
si.
Right? And it was kind of like half soccer, half baseball, like
yeah.
just total excitement, right?
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
Caribbean-sounding call.
Correct.
You know? Did anybody here yesterday, because we all left thinking that Team Mexico was going to win.
Right.
Everybody here was rooting for Team Mexico. Wow, this is exciting. Mexico versus USA.
Yeah.
This is super cool, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, they tied it up right at the end. When the show ended.
Yeah, we left.
Right.
We had already gone. Yeah.
And then we ultimately what happens is Japan wins the game.
I know.
Which
yeah.
was crazy. Like the way the whole thing happened and Ohtani getting on with a double and the next guy getting walked and then the next guy clearing the bases. it was crazy. What I was like, what? Japan won? Really? I thought Mexico was going to run away with this thing. But what I said to you yesterday was this. If you're going to do the call in Spanish, you should do the call in Japanese. What did you say?
I said, I don't speak Japanese.
Right. You said, domo arigato.
Right. I said, the only thing I know is phrases or words.
Right.
Yeah.
And you said, arigato. And I said, what does that mean?
Right. And I said, it says, it's thank you.
Yeah. Right.
And domo arigato is thank you very much.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's the whole stick song.
Right.
And then everybody's giving me a hard time on Twitter, like, hey, moron.
Right.
Like, the whole song is about domo arigato. Thank you, Mr. Roboto.
Right.
I'm like, all right, I forgot the song. I haven't heard it in ages, you know?
Yeah.
You should learn to do play-by-play in Japanese.
Oh, so I should, first I would have to learn Japanese first.
Yeah.
Beyond just a few words and phrases.
Right.
Yeah, like sayonara, I know that.
Yeah, but I mean,
well,
like.
They say that in this call, too.
Right, yeah.
Use the Rosetta Stone.
Okay, you want me to learn Japanese?
Just so you can call games.
In Japan?
In Japanese.
Yeah.
In Hapone.
Yeah. You want me to go to Tokyo and call games?
Dude, you'd be the only guy on the planet who's like half Spanish, half Japanese.
Right. Who can call games in English, Spanish, or Japanese?
Telling you right now.
Yeah.
You're just adding to the repertoire. Here's what it sounded like yesterday.
Yeah.
When Japan got the game-winning RBI.
Yeah.
All right, freaking awesome, right?
Yeah. I also heard it 17 times on Mason in Ireland today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't hear it on Mason in Ireland today.
Yeah,
I didn't hear it.
So,
now, did you hear the Spanish version?
I did not hear my friend Adrian Marquez do the Spanish call. I'd love to hear Adrian Garcia Marquez, AGM.
Do we have the in Espanol?
Sí, a Fox Deportes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Como diciéndole, algo está pasando.
Y ahora Sean Hayes tocándose el casco. Y prende macanazo. Murakami. Patazo elevado al callejón. Van a venirse una. Viene otra. Japón gana el partido.
Yeah, he's excellent. Adrian Garcia Marquez. He's been the Fox Deportes guy for a very, very long time. He's incredible.
The emotion with which these guys call this game.
Yeah.
For everybody that's
and
told
by the
me,
way, nobody played that call all day, the Adrian Garcia Marquez, so I'm glad we're the show that did it.
Dude, I'm the guy, right, when it comes to supporting brown people.
Yeah.
You said that your big gripe today at this sports radio conference is no brown people.
Yeah.
I rep.
You do?
Okay, just wanted you to know that.
You're down east side, Cappy.
You know it.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah. AGM.
That's right. So, what does that mean?
Adrian Garcia Marquez.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is this. I've had plenty of people tell me that they're not watching the World Baseball Classic and that, you know, it's lame, it's boring.
No, it's been great.
First of all, the stadiums have been filled.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Wait a second.
A drive deep to left. Oh, they're camping under it. Got just barely in front of the warning track. So that'll be it. Mookie Betts flies out. That'll be the end of the second inning.
See? Very baseball sounding.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about baseball.
Yeah. After two, Team USA leads 1-0.
I think this World Baseball Classic has been really great.
Yeah.
I think that it's finally giving me the emotion of feels like the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And since I don't really have any high hopes that the U.S. World Cup team will ever actually be where the baseball team is.
Correct.
This is super cool.
Yeah.
For everybody that's told me that they didn't watch it, it's lame, nobody's watching it, you're wrong,
dude. No, people are watching it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like, it's over a million people watching it, so somebody's watching it. I want to shout out Benji Gill, who was the manager for Team Mexico.
Okay, tell me why.
He had some really fascinating quotes, I thought, yesterday. And our Alden Gonzalez here at ESPN, who's been covering the World Baseball Classic for us down in Miami, is there and had these quotes, put them out there yesterday. He said, Benji said this, quote, Japan advances, but the world of baseball won tonight. To your point. Right? That if you're a baseball fan, like people are into this thing in a way that I don't think they thought they were going to be into it. But this specifically about Mexico, I thought struck a chord with me. He said, these 2 weeks are going to attract so many young players in Mexico and Mexicans that live abroad. For that reason, I believe this was a victory, even though we didn't win today.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that. I think that Mexico getting to the semifinals and losing in incredibly painful fashion, I understand that, will only motivate more kids in that region of the world to be like, I want to do that. I want to be there. I want to play baseball. And look, I don't think baseball will ever surpass soccer in Mexico. It'll never happen. But it could be the number two sport there because there's incredible athletes there, as we've proven during this World Baseball Classic. And we see here every fifth day with Julio Urias.
Dude, if you were a kid in Mexico and you saw the heartbreak of last night and you think to yourself, I want to one day wear that jersey and I want to win that, the World Baseball Classic, yeah, that's really cool. It's kind of like the way the United States, when we lost in the basketball in the Olympics and then we came back with the dream team, we're like, no. No, that's our game. That's ours. We're the best at that. So we're going to actually send our best guys. So, you know, seeing your team slash your country lose should make everybody say, I want to do that.
Yeah.
In theory, you know?
Well, there's a guy from one of your old teams that says, I don't want to do that.
Which guy?
I'll tell you who that is next.